Amen.
A call to gratitude is the title of my talk this morning. By the grace of God, we just a few hours away from the end of this year, 2023. And we are on the brink of 2024. How has this year been for you? How has 2023 been for you? On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you place 2023? For some of you here, maybe you only have 9 years or 10 years to compare with. For some, maybe 80 years to compare with. I don't know, but if you turn to the person sitting next to you, ask them, how has 2023 been for you? Okay. So, has it been, did they say it's been an all-round good year? Or has it been good in some areas but woeful in some others? Another year pretty much the same as any other one? Or has it just been boring and uneventful? Or has it even been a dreadful year for you in every area? What did they say? Any volunteers? Anybody?
I can say it not for me, but I give God thanks I'm still alive.
Yay. Amen. I just thought that little exercise is... Good. We all have our stories to tell. I'm sure we all have our reflections on life this year, on families, on our relationships, on our careers, education, health, and well-being. So, I mean, we all have our stories to tell. I don't know what you've rated this year. For some of you, maybe it's 10 out of 10, or just 1 out of 10, or maybe even 0 out of 10. Whatever the case, as we stand on the threshold of another year, I'd like us to finish this year with a sense of gratitude. For some of you, that'll be the normal right thing to do. And I know for others, that'll be a real sacrifice. If it's been a painful year, if it's been a year in which you've been battered right, left, center, then it will take a lot from your soul, probably, to give thanks. But irrespective of, you know, how you've rated this year, I think the right thing for us to do would be to give thanks and gratitude. The Bible encourages us to give thanks to God when life is smooth and the path ahead is clear. The Bible also encourages us to give thanks to God when things are not as we would have loved them to be. I know it's easier to moan, to complain, and to live in regret when life has been tough and maybe even outrightly unfair. Nevertheless, as Tammy read to us in that from the book of Ephesians chapter 5, we heard in Ephesians 5 verse 20 that we should always be giving thanks to God the Father for everything. Everything. The good, the bad, the ugly, everything. Give thanks to God for everything in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Notice that Paul says that our gratitude should be expressed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is to remind us that our ability to approach God with a sense of gratitude should be based on the grace, love, and mercy extended to us by God through the work of Christ's salvation. We cannot afford to base our thanksgiving on whether we're having a good day or a bad day. Our gratitude and thanksgiving to God cannot be based on whether we've enjoyed a bountiful year or we've had a difficult year. As we give thanks, we do so in recognition of the transformative power of Christ in our lives. And God is at work within us through the victories and the lovely and wonderful things that we enjoy. God is equally at work within us, even through those times of challenges. God doesn't forsake us in those times of difficulties, just like He is with us in those times of plenty and abundance. Through gratitude, our focus is able to shift from what we lack to what we have. Gratitude shifts our focus from complaints to contentment. Gratitude reshapes our perspective, fostering a spirit of appreciation for the abundance of God's blessing. It doesn't matter how low you think you are, things could always get worse. But we're still here. We're still alive, and we're still in God's everlasting arms. And that should count for something. We should not take that for granted. As we cultivate an attitude of gratitude, we find that our lives are enriched, our perspective on those challenges is altered, and our connection with God deepens. So, irrespective of what has happened this year, I'm sure you realize that you still remain a child of God. Your identity as a son and daughter of God has never been diminished nor altered by the suffering or challenges, as it were, that you might have undergone this year. And also, you're still standing. You're still here, despite all the life might have thrown at you. That, my friends, is worth celebrating. Paul said, can we have that bit from Ephesians 5 back on the screen? Paul said we should be very careful how we live. We shouldn't live in complaints and moaning like unwise people. Let's the opportunities that we have. We're still living. We're still standing by the grace of God, as it were. He says, don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Don't spend your time mourning, complaining, or drinking to drown your sorrow. Instead, be filled with what? God's Spirit. Speaking to one another with psalms, with hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of Jesus Christ. So this morning we're going to spend some time just thanking God. We're going to show our gratitude for this year that is about to end. Irrespective of how we've rated this year, we're going to thank God for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to not feel entitled. No, we're just going to give thanks for God's blessing, including our breath that we still have within us. We're going to give thanks for, you know, God's faithfulness. We're going to give thanks for even those things that we cannot explain why they happened. We're going to give thanks, trusting that God's thoughts and plans for our lives are good plans, even when that's, you know, when it doesn't look obvious. We're going to show our gratitude for this year that is about to end. And we're going to trust God for the new year that is going to begin soon. We're going to sing with psalms and songs from the Spirit. And we're going to give thanks for everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly, that we might have experienced this year. So, shall we begin by using the words of the psalmist from Psalm 136. That is going to be projected on the screen with a bit in bold. Psalm 136, we're using verses 1 to 9 and verses 23 to 26. You've got it in your Bible, but you've also got it in the screen. If you can't see that far, just open your Bible to Psalm 136, and, you know, I will lead us, you know. That reading from Ephesians 5 says that we should speak to one another with psalms as a way of showing gratitude. And we're going to do just that now. Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his mercy endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
For his mercy endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him alone does great wonders.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who by his understanding made the heavens. To him who spread out the earth and the waters.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who made the great light.
For his mercy endures forever.
The sun to rule by day.
For his mercy endures forever.
The moon and stars to rule by night.
For his mercy endures forever.
Who remembered us in our low condition. And throw us out of the arms of our oppressors.
For his mercy endures forever.
He gives food to all living creatures.
For his mercy endures forever.
Give thanks to the God.
For his mercy endures forever.
Indeed, the Lord's mercy endures forever. Forever and ever. And amen. And still continuing in an attitude of thanksgiving, we're going to sing our next song. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my souls. And, you know, we've got thousands and thousands of reasons to give thanks. If you are able to, please stand as we continue in our act of worship.